Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a video that I shared that has been circulating social media where somebody took their top ramen. I think the post said, I'm never eating top ramen again. And somebody took the top ramen, stuck it under a microscope, and you saw little mites on it crawling around. And I know everybody freaked out. I don't freak out by that because in medical school, that's what we did. We looked at stuff we ate. We saw electron microscopy. I remember mascara. I don't know if you guys in science class saw a picture of what mascara looks like. I don't put mascara on my eyes. I use lashes because the mascara is so barbed and pointy, kind of like a sea urchin, that I'm like, I don't want that near my eyes. And so, yeah, we are obviously exposed to things, and when you look at it under a microscope, it could scare the heck out of you. I get that. So, does that mean you never eat top ramen again? Doesn't mean you can't eat your cereal again? Well, what these things are flour mites. I think most of them are flour mites. And these things get on your food because that's what they do. They want to live. They want to eat. And they could fester, grow, hatch, and make babies. And it's kind of hard to tell if you have flour mites when they're newly infesting the food. Remember, your food is not made in a sterile environment. Your food is made through machineries, through warehouses. And so it's not done in a lab with reverse filtration. I mean, so yes, it's not going to be a sterile environment. But here are some signs if you have, you know, mite infestation of your food. I think there might be like an odor. Hold on a second. I have a really, really nice piece here that kind of talks about the flour mites. You want to, they like your cereal, your breads, your whole grains, your birdseed, your pet food, dried fruit, and it looks like they like top ramen. So if there's like a musty or a sour odor, that could be from the metabolism or the bacteria emitted or some of the other excrement that you might be picking up. If there is a brown tinge to some of the food, if there are large amounts of mite droppings, or if there are a significant amount of dead mites, you might have a mite infestation. Now, you know, the flour is a food source for it, but it also needs the right environment. So if it's musty or humid, or, you know, depending on the temperature, we generally don't, you know, refrigerate our grained goods. You know, when we get cake mix, when we get top ramen, when we get cereal, we throw it on the counter or we throw it in our pantry. Well, many of us forget that something's in the pantry, or it gets put, like with me, I buy groceries, I'm in a hurry, so I just throw the stuff, and then it pushes everything to the back. So the stuff I'm reaching for is the most recent, newly purchased foods, and the food in the back is getting older and older and older. Well, when you have old food in your pantry, it then can allow these infestations, and then they get spread to your food. And now a lot of you have a prep sort of trunk or a prep area of your pantry for a rainy day. You know, I think we should always have food enough to feed us for 3 to 6 months. The problem is if you're just holding it and saving it for years on end, you can't eat it. So you need to kind of have a rotating sort of system where, okay, here's my canned foods, here's my ramen, here's my, and look, I know ramen might not be the most nutritional, but it's a cheap food for preppers to have just in case. Just throw some hot water on it and you got a noodle source. I actually think they're pretty tasty, especially with the little beef packet. I like the beef ramen packet. You know, chicken packet's okay, but I really like the beef. Maybe because the package is red, it just, to me, you know, calls to me. But anyway, listen, I lived on Top Ramen. I was able to buy them for 6 cents a piece when I was in college. I was a skinny kid then. So what you need to do is, if you are prepping, which I think we all should have food and water, because we don't know what natural disaster can hit. We don't know what's going to happen. So I think it's always important to have months of food and water ready to go. But you just have to go through it. You have to, you know, be losing my light source. All right. So you got to keep your flour mites away. So make sure also the food you have are like properly closed. You know, I'll look at the packages I buy of things and I'll see that there's openings and there's cracks and there's, you know, most of the time the plastic should be pretty well sealed. But once you open something, use it or you lose it. And keep in mind, you know, if you do have a microscope, I suggest everybody get a microscope. I think it's really, really cool to have. I mean, we're all trying to do it ourselves with testing for COVID, testing for strep at home, and we're doing all these at-home things. It would really be cool for us to teach everybody what to look for in their microscope. If they think they have yeast, there's a way to stain it and look at that. If you think you have bacterial vaginosis, there's a way to look at that. And so I think if we're doing all these at-home, you know, rapid tests, I think it's a great idea to have a microscope and just to get an idea and look at what you're eating. And maybe the problem is we've relied on boxed food and packaged food for our daily staple. You really shouldn't be eating breakfast cereal every day. That's not really the healthiest breakfast. You should be having like an egg white or an egg, you know, without a lot of butter and stuff, some maybe lean protein source, some fruit, some vegetables. We really are supposed to be eating healthier. But what we've done is we have converted to, all right, cereal in the morning, ramen or ramen noodles for lunch, and then for dinner, food to go or fast food. Let's get out of that. And maybe the way to get off of that is to take a look at some of these videos where you see what is under the microscope. You know, and I don't know. I can't verify that those mites were really on the ramen. I can't verify it. But our food isn't sterile. So, yeah, there's crap on it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I have gotten pulled over a lot of times just because speeding to deliver a baby. Speeding to go pee, not even realize I'm speeding. Sometimes I'm dancing to the music. I'm just really getting into the music that I completely forget that now I'm in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, and I'm going 45 or 46 or 47. But I have gotten out of a lot of tickets. Now, not everybody can get out of a lot of tickets, and I'm noticing the older I get, it's a lot harder to get out of tickets. And there's a process that we should all be doing when we do get pulled over. And many of us don't do it. Many of us don't get the memo. Some of us get ourselves into trouble. There's a lot of distrust and animosity, and things can just unfortunately snowball into something very, very dangerous for all parties involved if we just don't do it right. But you would think somebody who was a district attorney would have the memo. And I guess there was a district attorney in New York who got pulled over. I don't think she even pulled over. I think she just went home and ignored the cop, and then she berated the officer. This is kind of an interesting story, and I'm wondering what's going to happen to her. So this is Sandra Durley. She's a Monroe County District Attorney. She was driving 55 miles an hour in a 35 mile per hour zone in the town of Webster, New York. I think she was a Democrat, then turned Republican, but I don't care about her political. You got to follow the laws. The district attorney did not pull over. An officer followed her with lights and sirens roughly half a mile away to her home. He asked her to come outside. She wouldn't. She stayed within, I think, her garage. And then she said, get out of my house. But he's like, I'm trying to tell you to get outside so we could talk. And then she called him an a-hole and all sorts of stuff. And she said, look, I'm the one that prosecutes these, so go ahead and give me a ticket. I think then she called the chief of police. And she really was kind of being a brat. All right. And this was all caught on body cam footage by the cop. And I'm not going to go into the full thing, but you have an officer. You're in public service. You're in the public, right? Working as a district attorney. Wouldn't you want to commend the police officers for doing the job they're supposed to? And they had lights and sirens and you didn't pull over? Come on. And so I've been pulled over a lot. And so one thing that I learned to do, because my grandfather was a police officer, my father was in the military, they're like, don't scratch your butt, you're going to get shot. Just make sure they see your hands at all times. So when I get pulled over, I don't start playing around with the blouse. I don't start making myself look pretty. Because trust me, I would need like 2 hours of hair and makeup to do that. But I immediately put my hands on the 10 and 2 position so they could see it. I roll down the windows. I want them, because I understand cops nowadays are approaching a car and they could get shot. Look at how many people have been killed with traffic stops. So I want them to know I am not a threat. 10 and 2 position. Now, and then, of course, I'll say, hi, officer. I'll greet them, you know. And I'll smile, you know, and I'll try. I'm not going to convey the way I flirt because it's, I think it probably looks horrible. I don't even think I want to watch or even hear how I do it. But I am more on the nice, my voice heightens. Rather than going, hi, officer. I'm like, hi, officer. Oh, I'm so, really? I was, really? Well, you know, this is your forte. You know, teach me. You know, what's a good way for me? I don't know what I would do, but I would probably try to work it a little bit. Always have your stuff ready. I was about to get off, not a ticket, but I didn't have my registration or something, or I didn't have my proof of insurance with me. Now everything is digital, so it's all, make sure you have that ready to go. Even print it so you have something in your glove box. Because now that you get your insurance cards all by digital, you have to sit there and try to figure out your password. That's just going to tick them off. So you want to be ready. And so I might, you know, maybe have like a little envelope, you know, with some glitter and a little heart on it. Well, this is for you, officer. Then they could open it up and they could see all my pieces of paper ready to go. And then, you know, hopefully they'll cut me some slack. I always thank the officers for all they do. Now, in Nevada, I live in Nevada, you could get a license plate that says PD on it. And I think proceeds go to the police department. Now, I didn't think about this, but I wonder, and I know most officers are going to say, no, it doesn't work. But I'm wondering if you do have a license plate that has PD on it, it shows you support your officers. Who knows? That might help you a little bit. But if you're really violating the law, they're going to do their job. They have to do their job. Do not comment on how sexy they are. All right. They have been, I've tried that. Okay. Yeah. You don't want to do that. One, my husband was sitting next to me one time, so that was just an absolute mess. You do not want to make it awkward. I know, you know, we've seen all the sitcoms where everybody flirts and all that. You don't want to make them uncomfortable. Keep in mind they have a camera now. Many officers have a camera. So the last thing they want is somebody to review the footage. You're trying to show them, you know, your pecs or your breast or whatever. And that's now going to be all, and they have to show that they're doing the right thing. So what, so if you do want to get off and not get the ticket and you are being filmed, you want to, one, show that you are a really good citizen. Now, that there wasn't a valid reason for you to, you should have been watching the stop signs, you should have been, and, you know, if you have that chance to plead your case, plead it and show that they just did a service because they reminded that I need to be more careful, and that thank you for pulling me over. Give it a try, people. Listen, I have gotten out of so many tickets. Give it a try. Now, some of you are very distrustful, and you're like, well, I want to videotape them. If you want to have your video on, they have their camera. If you want to have your camera on, that, you know, that's fine. I don't know if that's going to intimidate them or make them mad, but you know, I think once your camera is on, they're going to be like, well, we're going by the book, meaning you're getting your ticket. But, you know, if you feel like you want to have, you know, this interaction imaged, you know, that's your choice. That's your freedom. I always forget to, I take the selfie of the cop behind me, but I always forget to kind of, you know, because again, my whole focus is trying to get out of the ticket. Now, you know, let's say you do get the ticket. Let's say he goes, thank you for your license. I'll be right back with this. All right. So now you're like, well, I'm done for. Okay, well, they have your driver's license. The reason why they have your driver's license is they don't want you to go and make a run for it while they're doing your background check and everything else that they do with that license. Maybe they make fun of the picture. When that happens, again, keep your hands on the 10 and 2 position. All right? They know that their life is in danger at all times. They also are in danger because they're being distracted by you when somebody could be driving up and assaulting them. So what you want to do is not, you know, still try to engage them. You know, believe it or not, I actually shut up. I know it looks like I probably talked the whole time, but no, I actually shut up because I want them to, you know, see I have a clean record, okay? You know, and be pretty impressed. And then when they come back, I'm smiling again. But if you're sitting there going, hey, you know, can I come out and, you know, check your muscles and all that? No. They don't need that because they also don't know if you're trying to set them up. So it just, you know, and let's say they give you the ticket. Let's say you get a ticket. You can contest it. It's not the worst thing in the world. I know it's a pain in the butt. You might have to go to traffic school. You might have to, but you know, it's not the worst thing. Just don't get yourself in trouble. Don't get yourself into a, you know, I understand, you know, if I get one more ticket, my husband's going to be like, come on, man. He might leave me. Now, I know there could be some ramifications, but once you see you're not going to win the argument, just let it be. Because you don't want to tick them off and have them, you know, make it worse for you. But, you know, these public, you know, people always ask, well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, you're a doctor. Do you get out of getting a ticket? I forget to tell them I'm a doctor, and one time I was going to pray, and so I was on my way to temple, and I said, you know, I'm about to pray. I'm sorry, I'm in the choir, and I'm late. That's when I was really, really young. The guy let me off. It was great. So that helped. I think going to church, going to temple, you know, praying that helped. Now, mind you, I was, you know, 19. So I looked a little different than I do now. You know, if you're a firefighter, if you're, you know, there, you can with your ID, you know, so you don't have to name drop. You could show, oh yes, by the way, if you're a concealed carry, make sure they know that. You want to let them know, I'm concealed carry. I have a gun. Just want to let you know, my hands are on the 10-2. You tell me what you want me to do so I can show you what I have. You know, just, yeah. But I wouldn't try to be doing that or doing what like the DA did, because I think that makes people mad. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Dozens of protesters taking their demonstration into a building at Columbia University in New York, barricading the doors and hanging a Palestinian flag out of a window. The Public Safety Department said access to the campus had been limited to students and some employees. But apparently people are climbing into dorm windows from off campus to join the protest. Week three of former President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial kicks off in New York City, with testimony expected to get into the documents that detail the paper trail tied to the 34 counts of falsifying business records that Trump faces. He's pled not guilty to all charges. Four law enforcement officers are dead, at least four others injured after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Corey Myers, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am probably one of the biggest extroverts on radio. A lot of people in radio, they like being in the studio. They don't really like people knowing what they look like, which is why they're in radio. You all know what I look like, and I'm sorry about that. I really wanted to impress, but that's me. You know, being in radio, you kind of have this cloak of obscurity, this cloak of anonymity. If I pronounce that right, anonymity. anonymity. I said it right. And so a lot of people in radio, even in TV, are recluses. I've met a lot of stars where you would think they would be their character, like you see on TV or in a movie, and they're kind of hidden and quiet and reserved. And so I'm pretty extroverted. You really don't have a lot of people like me in radio because we want to be on TV. We want to be out there, public speaking, etc. I just do all that. But I've started to change a little bit. I've started to really like my alone time. I'm not an introvert yet. But I notice some days, I'm like, I really just want to stay home. I don't think I want to go to the party. I don't think I want to go out to eat. I think I want to just be in my pajamas, curl up with the blankie, watch a movie, eat at home. I don't mind spending time with my family, but I'm noticing I'm liking that. Now, was it because of COVID? Was it because I didn't get my upper lip wax? Is it a confidence issue? Well, there's a variety of things that could be at play when somebody wants to be more at home, a homebody. But get this, there's a syndrome that has been coined. It's called Hikikomori syndrome. They say it's rapidly on the rise, and this is the magazine, wrote that there are people not leaving their homes for at least 6 months. Now, this has been described in a population in Japan. They said across Japan, there's approximately 1.5 million people living as recluses, withdrawing themselves from the outside world. Some even refuse to step outside of their homes. And so they are known to have something called Hikikomori syndrome. Now, it's a cultural syndrome that's spreading rapidly. And because people have access to social media, they don't seem to struggle with the loneliness. Research has shown that the COVID-19 pandemic, obviously, I think, was an impetus for this. But Hikikomori is defined as an extreme form of social isolation that can be influenced by several factors, such as psychiatric conditions, societal pressures, negative peer pressures, poor family dynamics, maladaptive personality traits, and excessive internet use. People are considered Hikikomori if they haven't left home for 6 months. They will show little interest in most activities, quitting working, dropping out of school, because they prefer to be indoors. They also rely on their family to either get them food, go shopping, do everything for them, get them their medicine. And they don't really plan on being independent or living by themselves. So I guess the term, according to the site, originated in Japan and was coined in the 1980s. Hiki means to withdraw, while the word komori means to be inside, referring to individuals who withdraw from society. Now, a survey from 2022, so after the lockdowns, revealed that 1.46 million people in Japan between the ages of 15 and 64 exist as recluses. There was a 2019 survey that looked at 613,000 adults between 40 and 64 as adult Hikikomori. So it doubled, but it was still pretty prevalent, even pre-COVID. So the study discusses the 80/50 phenomenon, where parents in their 80s are forced to take care of children in their 50s. And this isn't just in Japan. This is in the U.S. It's in Europe, Brazil, China, India. And so people who have Hikikomori have feelings of hopelessness, fear, fatigue from relationships. Why should I date if I'm just going to have heartbreak or heartache? And it's very easy to fall into isolation. And then to try to get out, it's a lot harder. And so, Hikikomori is also marked by the fear of judgment. You don't want to disappoint others. So sometimes you shut yourself from others because you think it's easier than trying to start a relationship or be there at work. And then once you isolate, you feel less competent to be out there. You're like, well, I haven't been at my job for 4 months, or I haven't been around people. And it's interesting because I've had patients that have called into the telemedicine platform where, and I say, well, you need to see a doctor. And they go, I don't go out. I go, what do you mean? I just don't leave my home. I'm like, well, you're asking me for a refill of a prescription, and you do need to have your blood pressure checked and your heart checked. Yeah, but I don't go out. I don't see doctors anymore. And I go, if you don't go out, how are you getting your prescription? Well, I'm just going to have a family member do it. And, you know, so how long is this going to go on for? For the time being, I got a, you know, pretty sweet setup right now. And I feel bad for them. Because I know it gets scarier and scarier to go outside or to deal with others the longer you're indoors. And, you know, even me, every now and then I'm asked to speak. And I will sometimes, and mind you, I could pick up a mic and with no prep do a whole 2-hour speech if I had to in front of a crowd. But I'm noticing I'm getting a little more nervous about it. And so imagine just going to the store. Imagine, you know, going to a Walgreens. I mean, I like going to Walgreens. But some people are like, no, I'm just going to sit in my car. I don't want to talk to anybody, or just you do it for me. Well, if these people with hikikomori don't have family members, what ends up happening to them? And we have, after COVID, shown that you could exist by never leaving your house. You could order Uber Eats. You can get your groceries delivered. Now, I don't know how you're making money unless you're getting it from the government. But we taught people that you don't even have to step foot outside your house. Now, that scares me. Because in order for our immune system to be primed and to protect us, it needs to be challenged. You also need to exercise. I mean, if you have gym equipment at home, but if you don't, are you exercising? What if you have a dog? Is that dog also stuck at home all day? Now, you know, my back is better now, but I'm like, I'm not going outside. I'm not going to walk and limp and be hunched over with my back. The dog can wait. No, I had somebody else walk the dog for me because I walk the dog every night. But, you know, it does start to affect everybody. And it might start as something simple. And it's kind of nice. You know, when I had a hysterectomy, it was kind of nice for everybody to kind of dote over me. But that only lasted a day. Everybody had stuff to do. So I started working the next day. I didn't leave the house. You know, I think I left the house 3 days after my surgery. I'm so grateful my surgeon, Dr. Rogers, was amazing in terms of, you know, me not needing pain medication or whatever. And I mean, you could just imagine. I mean, my uterus, it had some miles on it. But yeah, I kind of like the idea of being catered to. You know, I don't have to go grocery shopping. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean. I don't have to go to work. It was kind of nice. But I immediately got back into the swing of things because I didn't want to get used to it. So if you do have somebody in your life that seems like they do have hikikomori, or they just aren't leaving the house or aren't getting outside, luckily there's telemedicine platforms that allow therapists online. Because if they won't go to the doctor and get checked out, it's kind of hard to get them help. But they do need some help. And they need some confidence building, they need some immunity building, and they need to be motivated to kind of get back into the swing of things. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. So being a virgin is okay. I think it is fine if somebody's a virgin. If they're a girl, guy, whatever. You're a virgin. Society shouldn't judge. But they do. We all saw the 40-year-old virgin. They made Steve Carell look like he was an anomaly. And And yes, usually we are at our sexual prime in our teenage years and young adult years, and that is when we crave sex and we seek it out in the animal kingdom. But there are some individuals who might have struggled in finding a sexual partner. Well, there is a brothel in Nevada that will give you a discount if you are a male. Sorry. I got to tell you, it's a good marketing technique for the brothel. There's a brothel in Nevada. I think it's in Wells, Nevada. Wells, by the way, I believe that's where, remember Marianne from Gilligan's Island? She was, I think, Miss Nevada, and Marianne was Donna Wells? I forget. Anyway, or Dana Wells. Anyway, I think that's where she was from, Wells, Nevada. I don't know if her family is the reason why it's called Wells, Nevada. I got to look up all that trivia. Very, very cool stuff. But, yeah, so there's a brothel there. There's brothels in Nevada. I visited one to take pictures for a medical school project when I was trying to explain about STDs, and it was fascinating because some people thought I was a prostitute, and I never thought that anybody would even want to sleep with me, let alone pay for sex. But I got out of there because, obviously, that's not something I wanted to do. But for somebody with no confidence, I was like, But we're speaking about confidence, and many individuals are virgins because they don't have the confidence to approach somebody. They don't have the confidence to be in a relationship, and maybe they're just unlucky in terms of holding a relationship long enough. And when they don't find that partner, they end up isolating, and we're going to have more and more virgins, which we spoke about, as many individuals prefer to stay home. Stay in their mom's basement, play video games. Well, then it's causing distress. So there's this discount being offered at the Bella's Hacienda Ranch. I am not telling you to go to the ranch. I am not telling you to take advantage of the discount. But it's a fascinating concept where it's one of Nevada's legal brothels. Daily Mail is reporting that they're offering a half-price discount to adult male virgins, but they have to provide a letter from their doctor confirming their condition. Now, you might be able to confirm a female virgin, although not always, because sometimes the hymen can break with other things. But for male virginity, I can't think of any particular objective physical finding, if there isn't any. And so I find it fascinating what a doctor has to write in order to confirm, unless it's you go to your therapist or you go to your provider and they say, this is what he says he has, I believe him, and then they get the discount. I don't even know if there's a Groupon for this. So Madam Bella Cummings is the owner. And she says, any male virgin over the age of 21 could present a letter from a psychiatrist, psychologist, or licensed therapist stating he experiences distress due to a sexual situation. And the employees hope to alleviate the anxiety-inducing condition of adult virginity. Madam Cummings said, according to surveys conducted within the past 10 years, over half of adults age 18 to 24 and 18% of those aged 25 to 29 are still virgins. This means 6 million people in the United States aged 25 to 29 are adult virgins. Since the early 1970s, Nevada has been the only state in the U.S. to legalize prostitution. They have licensed, regulated brothels. And so I think she's at the intersection of two highways in Nevada. I know you guys are laughing throughout all this. This is not funny. But she's a brothel owner, and we're not here to talk about how that is. But, should you really be that distressed if you haven't had a partner? I think it would be distressful. I think in our humanistic makeup, we want to be with other people. We want to have a partner. We want to be sexually active. And when you can't, we really don't talk about this. Now, it's just assumed, you just don't. Yeah, you're fine. And if you want to have sex, I don't want to use the terminology, just go and hire a prostitute. I don't think that's the right way, per se, of dealing with that. And I think your first sexual experience needs to be a good one. You know, many girls have lost their virginity to assault. And it's horrifying. And we see a lot of women that look at sex a lot differently. And it would be a fascinating study to go, well, what was your first sexual experience like? If it was a rape, if it was assault, if it was painful, you know, no wonder you don't have that sort of incentive to want to do more. But if your first experience was with somebody you cared about, somebody who didn't have to lie, somebody who didn't have to say put the money on the nightstand, you know, maybe, you know, your approach to intimacy would be different. And so I don't know much about the world of, you know, sex therapy and, you know, how to find somebody to sleep with you, to get over that hump. But I think we have a lot of depression post-sex when the interaction is meaningless. And I mean, maybe for women more than men, but I do feel a lot of men may feel empty, and they feel and so if you're a virgin because you don't have a relationship or a partner, a sexual act might not solve that problem. And so it's just something that needs to be talked about. And there's a lot of girls out there who are virgins and they feel ashamed about it. Good for you. Good for you. Waiting for the right moment, waiting for the right person is totally fine. I understand now, you know, that movies and TV shows make it seem like there's something seriously wrong with you if you're 16 and still a virgin, or if you're 22 and still a virgin. But there isn't anything wrong with you if you're trying to protect your body, if you're trying to have an intimate experience that you want, when you don't want to be the brunt of jokes or talk or locker room discussions. You know, if you don't want to, you have a right to pick and choose. And, you know, but I do think the younger generation is having intimacy issues. If they're not dating on a Saturday night, but they're playing video games and they're watching Netflix, they're not going to learn how to date. They're not going to fall in love. The other thing, too, is a big problem we're having is people are watching these movies, watching these videos, and they're like, well, that's who I want. All right, so I don't see any, you know, these girls are all twos or threes. I want a 10. You're not going to have a Margot Robbie as your first love. Yeah, it's going to be, you will fall in love with people who are, I mean, I'm sure my husband wanted a 10. He got a 3.7 with me. And you know what? He fell in love with me. Yeah, and so that's okay. And we're not teaching kids that a 3.5 or a 3.7 or a 4.0 is fine. Now, and if all they are is inundated with how women look on GTA or how, you know, and you can't look at stars and go, well, look, there were supermodels. Leonardo DiCaprio was always with a supermodel or somebody gorgeous. Yeah, but, you know, the age gap is increasing. You know, what is it that you really, really want? Is it that you want a trophy wife? Is that you want an accessory? Or is it, do you want a partner? Do you want someone that's not going to say, ooh, gross, every time you burp or fart? You know, do you want somebody that'll giggle when you do that kind of stuff? You know, or rate it, saying, you know, that was better. that had a good resonating sound. You could have broken my kidney stone with that one. You know, it's okay. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.